All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking, and we've got University of Virginia's athletic director, Craig Littlepage, who seems to have been at Virginia forever, right, Hobbo?
Almost as long as I have, you know, which is a long time, you know. But at any rate, Craig, we appreciate your bearing with us through those ads, and we won't keep you but another minute or two here. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about the ACC expansion, the business of college athletics. Obviously, Syracuse, Pitt, Notre Dame, Louisville becoming ACC schools, Maryland leaving. Your thoughts on all of this conference shuffle?
Well, it is a sign of the times and an indication that intercollegiate sports, particularly at the Division I level, the FBS level specifically, is a business. And I think with the membership of the new schools that will be coming in over the next 2 years, the ACC will have true quality across the board, up and down, in every sport that is sponsored, every championship sport that's sponsored by the ACC. So I'm excited about the addition of these new schools. And I can tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a basketball coach in this league in another couple of years, because it's just going to be an incredible league. And football also will present some real significant and increasingly difficult challenges along the way. But you could say that in baseball, you could say that in lacrosse, and so many of the sports. So we're looking forward to these new schools coming in.
Yeah, you're right about basketball, but you're also right about lacrosse. After you, we got Dom Starcia in the second half hour, so certainly Syracuse and Notre Dame coming to the ACC just makes the ACC lacrosse that much stronger.
You can be the last place team in the ACC in lacrosse and be in the top 10 in the country.
Yeah,
I think that's the case now in the preseason with all the ACC lacrosse schools in the top 10. So, well, at any rate, really appreciate the job that you are doing and have done at the University of Virginia. I've said many times, I think from top to bottom, our leadership and the coaches are the best they've ever been. The success is terrific. The finances are good. So job well done. Good and faithful servant.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of hard work, but I don't know that I would want to be anywhere else other than Charlottesville, Virginia, working at the University of Virginia, and the opportunity to work alongside of some great administrators, some great coaches, that come into contact with great fans, alums, and friends of the university. And we couldn't do it without people like you and Frank helping us deliver the message, and others that might be season ticket holders or donors that have done so much to support our teams and support our coaches and to support the university.
Well, it's a team effort. But anyway, we appreciate your time. Our regards and best wishes to Margaret and the family, and we'll probably see you tomorrow night at JPJ.
Thanks very much, guys. Go Hoos.
Absolutely. All right, Craig Littlepage. And I think you want to do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game real quick. Our friends at LeClaire Ryan, and I have a feeling it's coming from one basketball game or the other.
You got that right. We've selected the men's basketball victory up at Maryland at the Comcast Center. UVA senior guard Joe Harris sealed an excellent team effort with two huge free throws late in the game, about 30 seconds to go. I believe those free throws calmed the nerves of the youngsters and the rest of the players on the team. And I think even Tony Bennett had to smile when he drained those two, and pretty much ended all of Maryland's hopes right there. Justin Anderson and Paul Jesperson made some big plays in that final minute as well. But we got to tip our hat to Joe Harris with 22 points overall. But those two big free throws, that seemed to send the remaining fans to the exits. So the Hoos recorded another solid road win to go with Wisconsin and VPI. Big week for Tony Bennett's young Hoos coming up, though, Hobbo.
Yeah, as we said before we went on air, you know, speaking of rivalry, if you play Maryland, Virginia Tech, and North Carolina in a seven-day period, that's a big week for Virginia basketball. But you're right about Joe Harris. What a just a terrific young man and a great player he is. Was happy for Paul Jesperson yesterday in the second half, you know, knocking down those four threes. Hopefully that's going to give him a little confidence going forward when he raises up on those jump shots tomorrow night and Saturday and beyond, because he certainly came in billed as a great shooter, and in the games we haven't seen that much of it yet, but certainly yesterday afternoon is what we had hoped for.
You know, it's interesting. I noticed at one point late in the contest, he hit a shot right in front of the Virginia bench, and he turned and he screamed at some of his teammates who screamed back at him, and you have to feel like there was a lot of frustration that built up inside of him, and for him to come through and nail 4 for 4 in the second half, Virginia gets 12 points. I have to agree with Dan Bonner, who is doing the color commentary and a frequent guest on Who's Talking. I felt like somehow Jesperson has gotten over some kind of hump. And for that matter, Justin Anderson believes, baby. Look out.
Yeah, he just is really developing into the player that everybody thought he was going to be. You know, all the accolades he had coming in as a big-time recruit, now we're starting to see why people were excited about him and Joe Harris, Jesperson, everybody else. But at any rate, we're going to go to our bottom-of-the-hour break now. When we return, we will have lacrosse coach Dom Starcia. Stay tuned.